Gary, 2-point victory in the end, but you left it late. Jeez, the game was in the melting pot for a long time.
Yeah, I suppose, like, you know, you don't really get any easy games in quarter-final stage of Donegal Championship. Like, so like, we knew that it was going to be a tight game. You just have to kind of look at the rest of the games this weekend. It doesn't matter who's playing and what matchups there are between teams. Like, it's going to be a tight encounter. And 1 or 2 point victories is always going to be the case, really, with Donegal football.
Yeah, look, you were preparing all week for Four Masters, who beat you in the first round by, 8 points. So, I mean, it's probably a lot of prep going into the game this week. And, you know, you probably would have went in confident thinking you could have won. But, I mean, Four Masters are no easy team, as you can see.
No, look, like, I think everybody can see this year, like, they're well oiled. Like, you know, they kind of came out of the blocks this year against us in the first game. Like, were we expecting them to lose that first game? Probably not. Like, but they showed us, like, how it was done. Like, and they ran at us that day. So, like, you know, we knew what to expect. And as you said, we had a bit of time this week to prepare for it. And, you know, I think in the end, like, it was always going to be a tight game, but we had enough done, you know.
Yeah, very low scoring game. You went on 4 apiece at the break, and probably, you know, at that stage you were a bit nervy, I'd say.
Yeah, but look, as I was saying before, like, you know, we even won the championship a couple of years ago or whatever. Like, it's all tough games. Like, it's all tight games. Like, 1 or 2 point victory in a quarter final, semi final, you'll take that, you know. Probably be the same roughly next week, hopefully, you know.
And you were marking Sen and Carey yourself, and you kept them to, 2 points out there today maybe, but I suppose looking at the game and the preparation for the week, you knew you had to cancel out his scores?
I suppose, like look, you got the two from freeze, like, or whatever, like, so it was kind of my job to keep minimising, keep him scoreless or whatever, or try, you know, minimise his impact in the game. And, you know, look, I'm kind of used to them kind of matchups now, like, it's kind of my job nowadays, like, so, look, I'm happy enough to do it, and I'll probably have something similar now next week. I'm sure Ronan and Francis, you'll have something planned for me, you know.
Do you feel that you just got off to a slow start, as I said, because, I mean, you only went into the lead 41 minutes into the game, so it took you quite a while to get going.
Yeah, look, I think we'll obviously look at scoring this week. Like, obviously, like, you know, there were scorable chances there. Like, and I think it's a different game if we get them scorable chances, particularly in the second half. Like, we had ones that were definitely scorable, they just went wide or whatever. So, again, that's something to work on this week. And, you know, that's something that needs to be improved. It's like, you know, you think about last week against McCool's, like, we were kind of firing from all cylinders. Like, and just today we weren't. So, it's obviously something we need to target going forward.
Yeah, I think that's what you said. That game against McCool's, you certainly laid down a marker early on, but that wasn't the case today. And I mean, you might find yourself a bit wasteful. You put 5 into the keeper's hands as well.
Yeah, like, you can't do it. Like, you know, like, obviously I didn't see any of the other games today, but like, when they're tight like that, there 1 or 2 points in it, like, them scorable chances have to go over. Like, it's do or die, you know.
And talk us through now, you obviously drew one of the biggest teams in the semi-finals. You're up against Unions now, probably next weekend. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, to be honest, like, people have probably been looking, saying that we got, like, a nicer draw than some of the other teams. Like, you think about Glenties and Unions last night. But if you're going to win a championship, you're going to meet the bigger teams. You're going to meet the top dogs or whatever. Like, so look, they'll probably go in favourites next week, and we'll just take that, and we'll go at it. We'll have a plan ready for them.